This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. NASCAR has partnered with Poet to use new zero-carbon fuel. We'll have more right after this.
Growers have spoken, and they're raving about Storin corn herbicide. We surveyed over 1,000 customers who've made the switch to Storin, and 99% said they'd recommend it to a friend. That's right, 99%. With a 9 out of 10 satisfaction rating, it's clear why Storin is the herbicide customers can count on. But don't just take our word for it. Ask your Syngenta retailer or visit storinreviews.com to read testimonials from Storin users near you. Always read and follow label instructions.
As part of a new partnership with Poet, NASCAR has become the first major U.S. motorsport to utilize zero-carbon ethanol. Poet founder and CEO Jeff Breuen said the partnership with NASCAR is a great way to show off the new zero-carbon fuel.
NASCAR's already driven more than 25 million miles on E15, putting it to the test in some of the most challenging conditions available anywhere. E15 already lowers harmful emissions, creating healthier conditions at the track for drivers, crew members, and literally every fan. So we feel this is a home fuel advantage for NASCAR, powering a great American sport with a great American fuel.
Breuen said both Poet and NASCAR are very excited about the zero-carbon bioethanol.
Well, today we're announcing the first zero-carbon liquid transportation fuel available at commercial scale, we believe, probably in the world, certainly in the United States. This is zero-carbon before the seed is planted until it comes out of the tailpipe. So life cycle carbon emissions are zero. Gasoline's right at 100. It's a pretty remarkable announcement. This isn't a future fuel. It's here today and it's available commercially today.
Breuen said this is good news for corn farmers and everyone along the biofuel supply chain.
Today, the industry uses more than 5 billion bushels of corn each year. That's more than 2 times the amount we export. Between 2000 and 2025, ethanol corn demand tripled commodity prices and more than doubled land values. E15 and low-carbon fuels will drive that demand again, the demand for grain, increasing grain prices and land values really for every farmer. Looking at regenerative farming, which is cover crops, minimum tillage, and organic fertilizer, coupled with CCUS, carbon capture, utilization, and sequestration, those two technologies are going to be critical to producing the lower carbon, higher value fuels of the future and the one that we're announcing today.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.